Would you rather this or that for one entire year?
Welcome to the Rabbitcast, where
this week and every week we present unto you a family-friendly would you rather question. We present
and debate our own would you rather question.
And we invite you to do the same with your friends and family. Welcome to our one-year extravaganza. This means we have put out 52 full weeks of episodes. This is our one-year anniversary. We already published our lost episode, but you guys were traveling. You actually weren't here when we published the lost episode, so I'm excited to listen to that with you. That was two episodes ago. But now
that one was kind of long, and it doesn't follow our format at all.
No, because it was before we knew the format. Yeah. But now before we begin on our would you rather this or that for one entire year, we need to announce that the Rathercast is reducing its release schedule. It's sad but true, but we have a busy school year coming up, many things in the works. We will still be present in your earballs once a month-ish. That is our goal. We'll still be joining you with family-friendly would you rather questions about once a month. Not every week, unfortunately. But we look forward to those episodes in the future. And having said that...
One more thing about that.
Yeah, please.
I think we should do it the first week of every month.
Okay.
Still Wednesday. Just so everyone knows.
Oh, that's a great idea. Our release schedule will be the first Wednesday of every month?
Yep.
Like, say it like
first
that.
First Wednesday
the
of every month.
The first Wednesday of every month. You can expect.
Except if the last day of the... A month before that is a Wednesday?
No, that still works because you just wait until the first Wednesday of every month. It always works. There's always a first Wednesday. Never doesn't happen.
So it's kind of the same, just there isn't an episode for the other three Wednesdays in the month.
Yeah, exactly. So that said, we're going to jump in. Ender has our first five questions. These are all new to us. We don't know what to expect. They might not even make sense. Let's find out.
Would you rather eat spaghetti with chocolate sauce or ice cream with ketchup for 1 year?
Spaghetti with chocolate sauce? Ugh. Or ice cream with ketchup every day?
No, I
for an entire year. Well, then I just wouldn't eat either. No, it has to be every day. You have to eat one or the other. Ice cream with what?
Chocolate sauce.
No, ice cream with
ketchup.
Oh, so it's like a revert. Well, like, yeah, I see. Ice cream with ketchup.
I feel like
what if it was hot? Oh, wait. What if it was hot dog flavored ice cream? That'd be great with ketchup. Helen's face. Wait, you think the spaghetti's the right choice?
Yeah.
Spaghetti with chocolate sauce? I mean, it's still chocolate sauce.
Yeah, I'm going to go with spaghetti with chocolate.
Yeah, I think so,
what
too.
If it amazingly tastes good.
Yeah, you might create a whole new category of food.
And what if it's like, and you could choose the chocolate, like I could do caramelized.
We could like caramel chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. Mmm, I think we have a new restaurant concept.
All right. Would you rather have the ability to fly like a bird or swim like a fish?
Ooh, this is a throwback to one of our early episodes. But for one entire year.
Fly like a bird. Because I'm already good at swimming.
Oh, you already swim like a fish. I'm definitely going to fly. I think we've covered this many times in this past year that flying is always sounds like way more fun. Fly, fly, fly.
All right. Would you rather have a pet dragon that can't fly or a pet unicorn that can't use magic? A unicorn.
Wait a minute. A pet dragon.
Pet dragon.
A useless pet dragon. So just a giant beast.
It's useless.
Or basically a horse. I mean, if you take away a unicorn's powers, I'm going with the unicorn because the dragon unicorn sounds like a lot to manage.
The unicorn sounds fun to have, too. Yeah, because then you have like a horse. Okay. And it would still have its
horn. Yeah, it would have the horn, just wouldn't be magic.
And it would be easy to hold on to.
Exactly. It's got its own
and
handle.
And it would still poop rainbows and ice cream.
But no, that's the part of the magic. That's unfortunate. Yeah. No,
that's magic.
That's the magic. It doesn't poop ice cream.
To poop...
Next.
I don't feel like that's magic. Would you rather be able to speak only in rhymes or have to hop like a bunny everywhere you go for 1 year?
Oh, I would love to speak only in rhymes.
Yeah, speak only in rhymes, because then I'd be like creepy.
Yeah, everyone would be like, that's so eerie. I wish I had the skill to like start speaking in only rhymes right now. But I don't have a cow. And I already ran out of rhymes.
Then you never even got one in the first place.
I say rhyme now and cow. That's all I had. See, I'm so terrible at rhyming words.
But I don't have a cow now.
We already used now. Ow.
Cow. Oh, God. Now. Would you rather have a never-ending supply of candy but no other desserts, or all your favorite foods but no candy for 1 year? All your favorite foods but no candy for 1 year, because I don't like candy.
Yeah, that's an easy one for us. We don't need that much candy in our lives. All your favorite foods, no candy. Oh, it's my turn. The next five. Would you rather have a magic backpack that always has what you need, or a magic hat that can turn into any animal for 1 year?
Magic hat.
Magic. But the backpack has everything. You want a sandwich? Sandwich. You need a carabiner? Carabiner.
What does the hat do? No, I'm changing to backpack. What does the hat do?
It can turn into any animal. So I don't know why you would need a hat to turn into a bear or a squirrel.
Wait, hold on. Why don't I just pull that out of the hat?
Yeah, see, there's a loophole here. Yeah, we can just... We're going with the magic backpack, aren't we? Yeah. The other one sounded good at first.
So couldn't you just pull out the animal that you wanted?
Exactly. Except, can the magic backpack fit a polar bear? Yes. And it's, you know, pull a polar bear out of the backpack at your own peril, as far as I'm concerned. Might eat you right away. Would you rather live in a house made of marshmallows or a treehouse in the tallest tree for 1 year?
Treehouse in the tallest tree. Treehouse.
But it would take, how long is it going to take you to get up into your home every day?
Quick rappel.
A quick rappel out? What's going to take you up?
Up. Click, 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 click.
Oh my gosh. Click, click, one step at a time? Could be hundreds of feet.
I have a better idea.
What?
No, you'll go up it once or twice with the gear you need.
I'm just going to live up there for an entire year. I'm never coming down.
No, go up there. You just buy an electric thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Rappels you up. You... go up there once, hooked with to a rope on your side,
yeah.
And then you hook it over that top,
Spider-Man
claw machines that actually work.
They go in water and on a rope, and then you hold the trigger down, and it just goes up.
It pulls you up?
It's connected to your waist.
All right, well, I'm not surprised that you would pick a treehouse in the tallest tree. It sounds incredibly inconvenient to me, but... a house made of marshmallows sounds completely useless. It's going to rain one time. It's going to fall apart in no time.
Live in Oregon, it's going
to. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere you want instantly, but only in your pajamas, or have a time-traveling remote control that can only go to the past for 1 year?
What's the first one?
So you either have, you can teleport anywhere instantly for 1 year, but only while you're wearing your pajamas.
What if I just wear really nice, funny pajamas and I'm just known as the pajama guy?
The teleporting pajama guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Since I like wearing nice clothes everywhere.
Yeah. And pajamas are sort of like weather dependent. Maybe you want to wear certain types of pajamas. Like, I don't like to wear much for pajamas, so I guess I'm going everywhere in my underpants. That sounds embarrassing.
You have pajamas.
I do have pajamas. Yes. But what if I wanted to teleport to the Antarctica? Burr. Maybe I can get a coat once I get there.
Yeah.
Okay, I just can't teleport while...
bring your clothes, I think.
Oh, it sounds like we're cheating. Or you could have a time-traveling remote control and you can go as far, as much into the past as you want. So you could go visit the dinosaurs. You could step on a butterfly and change the course of human history. You could save Abraham Lincoln. What, you know, there's lots you could
do. How do you save Abraham Lincoln?
You could prevent John Wilkes Booth from his assassination attempt. Well, his successful assassination attempt.
Did he get put in jail at least?
Did he get put in jail? John Wilkes Booth? You don't know the story of Abraham Lincoln?
No.
What are they teaching these kids in school today? We'll talk about it later. Okay, so would you rather have the ability to talk to animals or have the power to make plants grow instantly for 1 year? That'd be cool to walk around and have plants grow, but I think we've covered this talking to animals would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Talking to animals.
Yeah. Would you rather be able to transform into any toy you want or have the ability to make any toy come to life for 1 year? Hold on a second. If you transform into any toy, who's going to play with it? You're just going to be the toy?
What if you're the marble item Gravitrax?
Ooh, that does sound cool. Or the car on a Matchbox racetrack.
Hot Wheels racetrack? Or... No one knows what Matchbox is.
Hot Wheels? Oh, Matchbox cars were the thing when I was little. Or if you could become the drone, but who's the pilot?
I don't want the pilot. Autopilot. You.
Autopilot. Yeah, I don't want to be me to be the pilot. So given that complication, I'm going to make the ability, have the ability to make any toy come to life for 1 year.
Yeah. Like,
cute. But what if it comes to life and it's an evil toy? And it's out to get me. I mean, maybe you don't get to choose. All right, Elodin, here are the last five questions. They start right below your name.
Okay.
Please speak clearly so we can all understand the question into the microphone, which you might need to move down towards your mouth. There we go.
Would you rather have a magical rainbow-colored pet elephant or a gigantic, friendly, talking caterpillar as your best friend for 1 year?
Okay, that was very robotic. I was kind of focused too much on how you were saying it. Can you break it down a little more easily for me? Would you rather have a what?
Would you rather have a magical rainbow-colored elephant or a gigantic talking caterpillar as your best friend for 1 year?
Oh.
That one.
I want the giant talking caterpillar. Again, these giant, like the dinosaur, the dragon that can't fly and an elephant, those just sound like a burden to take care of. And also, they probably have really severe bathroom needs. Let's keep it clean. Severe bathroom needs that would require cleanup.
Yeah, I chose caterpillar.
Yeah.
Because then there's actually used bathroom. He's a
friend. Yeah, and he can talk to you. He probably has a lot of wisdom in his caterpillar life.
Next. Would you rather be able to jump as high as a kangaroo or run as fast as a cheetah?
Run as fast as a cheetah or jump as high as a kangaroo?
Didn't kangaroos jump like 12 feet high?
They do?
No. How high do they jump? Like 5 feet?
Ah, this is a great throwback. This is a classic Rathercast where we actually don't know anything about anything.
No idea.
So kangaroos, I'm just going to assume they can jump 1,000 feet high?
Not true. Like 5 feet. They can't jump high.
I feel like, I mean, I feel like if we looked it up, a cheetah actually might be able to jump as high as a kangaroo. What do I know?
I'm going with the cheetah.
I would like to run fast. That'd be cool. Next.
Okay, the next one is, would you rather live in a house where everything is upside down or in a house that changes rooms, locations every day for 1 year?
So the house is either upside down rooms, which means you basically can't live a normal life unless you can stick to the ceiling. Or I'd rather be in the house where everything, the rooms change.
Yeah, where the rooms change.
It would kind of keep things fresh. You'd be like, hey, where's the kitchen today? They'd be like, it's in the basement. Like, darn it. Yesterday it was in the attic.
Hey, where's the kitchen today? Oh, yeah, it's in our backyard.
If you see me running around the house, like, like I'm really urgently, it means I can't find a bathroom.
Hopefully you have a bathroom in your room.
You knock on the door, and you're like, what are you doing in there? You're like, I'm using the bathroom. You're like, that's the kitchen today. Next.
Would you rather be able to create your own ice cream flavors that taste like your favorite foods or have a bottomless backpack that always gives you the perfect school supplies you need for 1 year?
Bottomless backpack. Yeah, they do a lot of ice cream questions. Oh, but and you were going to make the ice cream taste like your favorite foods? Yeah. What do I want pizza-flavored ice cream for? Also, ice cream is one of my favorite foods. I just want it to taste like ice cream. I want the magic backpack. Yeah. Is this the last one?
Drum roll, please. Would you rather have the power to make bubbles that can hear, generate wishes, or have the power to make any drawing you create come to life for 1 year?
Wait, bubbles that grant wishes?
Yes.
Or make a drawing come to life?
Yes.
Bubbles that, I feel like we have another loophole problem here, because if once you get wishes involved, anything can happen.
I wish for 300 more wishes.
I wish for this drawing I just made to come to life. Wait, you have unlimited bubbles?
Awesome. You can create...
Wish-granting bubbles.
You have the power to make bubbles that can grant wishes. Wait.
Oh, so you have unlimited...
Write on this sheet of paper comes true.
Yeah, but you don't even need to because you have unlimited bubble wishes. That was kind of a dud as far as I'm concerned. Let's do one bonus one. Would you rather create a podcast, a weekly podcast with your dad for an entire year, or get a pie in the face?
I'm going to choose the second.
What?
I've already done that.
You'd rather get a pie in the face than make a podcast? I would rather make a podcast with my dad who's no longer with us. Because I could ask him all sorts of questions that I failed to ask him.
I'm giving you a pie in the face. You deserve it.
I deserve a pie in the face. Definitely. Well, that's what I get from my co-hosts here. Well, that does it for this month. You'll catch us next on the first Wednesday in August on our new RatherCast schedule. We've enjoyed having you so much here this past year. Until August, we can't wait to get you next time right here on the RatherCast.
Would you rather show your love for the RatherCast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.